Blog Talk Radio.
I'm taking it easy today. But anyway,
good for you guys to be up on the show. I see a lot of guys are joining the show right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on the episode if you'd like. Or, hey, you can just sit back, relax, and listen to me for the duration of the show. All right? Today's word of the day is ulterior. Ulterior. U-L-T-E-R-I-O-R. Ulterior is an adjective, and it means lying farther away, more remote. Lying farther away or more remote. The second definition is situated on the farther side. Ulterior. U-L-T-E-R-I-O-R. Ulterior. There's another meaning for it is going beyond what is openly said or shown. Going beyond what is openly said or shown. Okay? Ulterior. And you hear this word used like they have ulterior motives. Ulterior motives means that their motive is beyond what they're saying, okay? It's beyond what they're saying, all right? And so it's a good word, going beyond what is openly said, ulterior. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, before I get into the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about this, and I'm kind of sad about this and what's going on right now because, you know, things continue to happen with the police. All right? Now, when I got in this morning, I was told that there was a young black man, 25 years old, killed by the Smyrna police. And I don't know if it was last night or this morning. But anyway, he was killed by the Smyrna police, unarmed, in his car, shot to death. And the facts that I've gotten so far is that the police went to his house to see him for a traffic violation. Okay? Now, I don't know if he had a traffic violation on the road and he ran from the police. I don't know. I don't know those facts. But all I know is they were after him for a traffic violation. Okay? And at his home, he went in his car and tried to leave the scene, okay, leave the house, got in his car. I don't know how he got in his car. Don't ask me. I don't know how he got in his car, but he was able to get in his car and tried to leave, okay? The neighbors say that his car got stuck on the curb, so he couldn't leave. But now, instead of the police grabbing him and putting him in custody, grabbing out of his car, putting him in the custody, they opened fire on the car, opened fire on the young man. And subsequently, he died. Okay? 25 years old, black kid, unarmed, shot to death in his car by the Smyrna police. Now, a lot of you don't know where the Smyrna police is, but they're Smyrna is a suburb of Atlanta. Okay, it's just a bit north of Atlanta, near the city of Marietta. Okay, so that's close to home. All right, now these shootings that happened up in Ohio and in California and places like that, I mean, okay. Now it's right here, close to the city of Atlanta, and it's close to home. And here's another thing. That could have been your son. Okay? That could have been your son that was shot by the police and killed. And he was unarmed, and they were looking for him for a traffic ticket. What in the world is going on? I don't know. But something needs to happen. Something needs to happen, and something needs to happen fast. Okay? Because people are getting killed by the police, and apparently for no reason. Okay? The police are shooting first, asking questions later. And they're not able to ask the person any question because they're shooting to kill. All right? So, but these police need to go to jail. And the reason they aren't going to jail is because they're the police, and these crimes that they're committing are being investigated by the police. Okay? By their peers. So, but the only way that this is going to stop and the police are going to start thinking before they shoot to kill is that these guys are going to have to go to jail. All right? They're going to have to start to put these police in jail for the crimes that they're committing. They're not above the law. All right? But I just wanted to say that. That was on my mind. And let's get into the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Today's episode is entitled Panama City Beach for Spring Break. Not a good idea. Or you know, do you know anyone that's going to Panama City Beach for spring break? Or do you know anyone that's been to Panama City Beach for spring break? I just had one of my coworkers to come in today, and they were in Panama City over the past 3-4 days, and they were saying how bad of a time they had because of the kids that are there for spring break. And they were there for the seafood festival, and it was hard to move. I mean, you got to expect that in Panama City at this time of year, especially spring break, that it's going to be hard to move. They have these little two-way streets down on right near the beach. So, you know, once a lot of traffic gets on these roads, it's hard to move. You better have plenty of gas, and you're going to be inch by inch for a while, unless you know a road to take off of that road to get back to where you need to be, okay? That's what you have to expect in Panama City at this time of year. Now, they're saying that these kids now, it's been in the last 3 weeks, you know, college kids on spring break now. So they've been on spring break the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's probably going to be the next 3 or 4 weeks because they go at different times. Schools go at different times, but they go right here, March and April, okay? And so in the last 3 weeks, okay, there has been 11 killings. Killings. It's what I'm saying now. Killings. K-I-L-L-I-N-G-S. There have been 11 killings in the last 3 weeks. How long is 3 weeks? That's 21 days. That's almost a killing a day. Okay? someone's getting killed or someone's dying. Okay? There's been 90 arrests, police arrests. Okay? Now, we don't know how many pregnancies are going to happen while down on spring break. That means, you know, these young girls are wild. They're drinking. They're able to get alcohol. So they're drinking. They're tearing up the hotels that they're staying in. And what I'm saying is, how do these young kids get into these hotels? Okay? And, you know, sometimes I have to blame the hotels because you can't allow a 18, 20-year-old to come into your hotel, to check into your hotel. I don't care if their mama and daddy, you know, booked the reservation 2 months ago. I don't care. So when they come in to check into the hotel, you aren't checking their IDs. You aren't checking to see if they're the people who booked this hotel. They may have their last name, but that's not Harry. That's not Susie. That's not them. They're their kids. So they're letting these kids check into these hotels. And then they come into these hotels, and now, you know, they may have an entourage of other friends that, you know, you're talking about. My daughter went to Panama City last year. Not last year, but maybe 2 years ago when she first went to college. She went to Panama City for spring break with some more friends of hers from high school. Okay? The only reason that I let her go is because we had some parents who went with them and promised us that they watch over them. So I let her go. Now, like she told me, there were, you know, some people that she knew that were down there. They were staying at a hotel, and they had 8 other people staying in that room. Now, you know these hotels don't allow that, right? But, hey, if I can get a hotel room, hey, y'all can come stay in my room. All we're doing is sleeping in there, and we're gone. During the day. We're on the beach. We're running the strip or whatever we're doing. But they're down here. They're tearing up the hotel. Who knows if these fools that your kids are letting come in and stay with them, kicking over the lamps or breaking the TV or whatever they're doing. You know, you don't know what they're going to do. And they're smoking dope, drinking, underage drinking, okay? Having unprotected sex. Oh, that killed me. These kids having unprotected sex. I talked to a guy today at work, and he said that he was coming to Atlanta because his baby's mama is in Atlanta. His baby and his baby's mama is in Atlanta. So he's coming to Atlanta to visit his baby and his baby's mama. Now, he said that they aren't in a relationship, but he's wanting to push it to a relationship because of the baby. The only reason he's doing that is because of the baby. Now, he and the girl were just kicking it. And they got together, and bam, she got pregnant. See, all the kids that are listening to the show right now, the young kids, the college kids that are listening to the show right now, the young ladies, please do not have unprotected sex, because you aren't looking for a baby. You're not wanting a baby. You just want to have sex. You just want to get that feeling that you get when you have sex. Guys, don't have unprotected sex. you are not wanting to have a baby. You're wanting to get that feeling that you get when you have sex. And that's what I told him. I said, man, now you got a kid to take care of for the rest of their lives. And you and this girl were just kicking it. You're not even in love with her. She's not even in love with you. Y'all were just kicking it. And y'all got together and y'all had unprotected sex. And now she's pregnant and had a baby. That is mind blowing. Y'all with me? Now I know what it is. I mean, I was your age too. You know? But no one told me, Frank, don't have unprotected sex. Well, someone told me, not, don't have unprotected sex. But I did sometimes, right? Thank God I didn't have a baby. But I did sometimes at a young age. Taking a chance. But what I'm saying is, guys, you go to Panama City Beach for spring break. You meet a girl. Y'all go and y'all have a couple of drinks. She been drinking. She loosey-goosey. She goes back to your hotel room with you. And y'all have sex. Please. Go in your wallet. Go in your drawer. Go in your sock. Wherever you got your protection. And wear it. Because you don't want that girl to come back, a few weeks later, end of April or May, and say, I didn't get my period. Something's wrong. I'm scared. And at that point, your heart dropped to your toenails too, because you should be just as scared as she is. Now you got to tell your parents what happened. And that's all I'm saying, and that breaks down your life. That breaks down your life. A kid at a young age breaks down your life when you're not wanting that. But to be in Panama City Beach for spring break is not a good idea. Now, my daughter had the opportunity to go this year. They were on spring break about 2 weeks ago. She was home for spring break. People were sending her text messages and pictures were coming across what did they call that thing, the Instagram, where some of her friends were in Panama City Beach, on the beach, taking pictures. Yeah, she was envious. But she was at home with family. They're down there in the jaws of whatever, right? In the jaws of drunkenness, in the jaws of sex, in the jaws of unprotected sex. We don't know what happened. Some of those girls, some of her friends, they may be pregnant right now, but they don't know it. I don't wish that on them. But that may very well be. If they were down there and got drunk and had unprotected sex, they may be pregnant right now and don't even know it. But my daughter didn't want to go. She said it's too crazy down there. And I didn't mind hearing that. Right? I didn't mind hearing that from my daughter. Because one thing, I didn't want her on the road driving for 5 hours. You know, you're worried to death. Then you're worried once they get there because you don't know what the hell they're doing. Why they're there? Going to clubs. Walking the beach late at night. on the strip late at night, and I'm not there. Something happened. I got to drive 5 hours to get there. I'm just saying. I don't know what people are thinking when they send their kids down there like that. I want my kid to have a great time just like anybody else. But not in Panama City Beach on spring break. Hey, guys, I got about 2 minutes left in the show. It's, you know, I know I could probably go another 2 hours on this, but I can't. It's all my time. But I'll be back tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. I'll see you guys right back here on the show tomorrow, and we're going to get into something else. I got a serious hot topic for you tomorrow. Hey, guys, have a great day, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours.